Okay, today's daf lam beis. So we're on lamed aleph lamed beis, about 8 lines at the bottom. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says, "Im yom lecha zakenim sator." If the elders are telling you to tear something down, v'yeladim b'nei, and the youngsters are telling you, no, it's time to build, store v'al tivnei. You should build, knock down, and not build. V'bnei shestiras zakenim binyan. There's oftentimes when the Zakenim were telling you to knock something down, is actually their destruction is actually constructive. Ubinya na'arim satira, and the building, the supposed building of the youngsters is actually destructive. The simula dava Rechava ben Shlomo. The simon is Rechava ben Shlomo. What's the story of Rechava ben Shlomo? So Rechava ben Shlomo was the king after Shlomo, and they all came to him and they said, you know, you're taxing us too much. You know, give us a break. You know what to do. So he went to ask his advisors. So the elder says, you know, it is a little bit much. You should lower the taxes. And the younger people said, no. You know, if you're going to listen to them, they're going to think you're weak. You should make it harsher. So he listens to the older people, to the younger people. It makes it harsher. Makes it a harsher tax, and the kingdom splits into two. So that's the simon. Simon davar rechava ben Shlomo. What?
It's
a Torah. Yeah. Sometimes you listen to those who have more experience. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, back to Kriyas Torah. Tana Rabbanan. Makom shemafsikin b'Shabbos. The place where we stop leaning on Shabbos, Shachris, Sham Kor Mincha. That's where you pick up a Mincha, and then you read on Mincha at Mincha. Ube Mincha Sham Kor Mishani. And then you stop. You continue. Basically, you continue going. You finish the Pasuk Aleph at the end of Shachris. You read the Pasuk. Yud Ches and Mincha, and on Monday you'll pick up on Pasuk your test. You know, it's a continuous. It says Makom Shemasik Meshabes Shachar Sham Korban Mincha, BeMincha Sham Korban B'Sheni, then B'Sheni Sham Korban Chamishi, and then on Thursday you pick up where you left off on Monday, UbeChamishi Sham Korban Shabbos Haba, and then you pick up on Shabbos where you left off on Thursday. That is not what we do. That is Divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. But Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says no. He says that he has what we do. Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbos Shachris, wherever we stopped Shabbos on Shachris, where we finished landing on Shabbos, Sham Korban b'Mincha u'b'Sheni u'b'Chamishi l'Shabbos Haba. That's where we pick up at Mincha. That's where we pick up on Monday. That's where we pick up on Thursday, and that's where we pick up on the following Shabbos. You get finish the parsha, and then you continue, and the whole lane during the week starts at that point. Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says, Makom shemafsikim b'Halak. What's the halakha? Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbos, the place where we stop on Shabbos Shachris. That's where we read. That's where we pick up the following. That's where we pick up the following week, the following week Kriyas. So the Gemara says, well, if you have a machlokas or a mayor of Yehuda, why don't we just say Velema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda? This is Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Why can't we say the Halacha is and list what the actual Halacha is? So he says Mishum da Abchilahu, because there's some girsos, some places that had the shitas flipped around. That Rabbi Yehuda was a mayor, mayor of Yehuda. So instead of saying the shitas, saying the names of the shitas, and therefore people might get confused, say the actual shita itself, and therefore they will not get confused. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa, some halachas of priests of the Ole LaTorah. So how do you get the aliyah? So we know we learned before, I think in the Chafa Aleph, that you make the two brachas, one before, one after. So you get up to up to the aliyah, you get there, what do? Tana Rabbanan. Poseach, you open the Sefer Torah, the Roeh, and you see where the place is. Golel, then you roll up the Sefer Torah, Umivarich. And then you make the bracha, which the Sefer Torah closed. Then at the end, then you make the bracha, v'chozer poseach v'chozer. Then you open it and then you read it. Divrei Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer says no, poseach uroeh umivarech v'chozer. You do not close up the Sefer Torah. You open the Sefer Torah. You see the place where you are, where you're supposed to read from. Umivarech. Then you make the bracha v'chozer. Then you read. No need to close the Sefer Torah. So my time is Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir say you have to close the Sefer Torah? Hit the Ula, because he's holding like Ula, the Amra Ula, because Ula said, if Ne Ma Amra Kor Batorah Lo Yisayil Meturgaman, why should the Balkore not help the Meturgaman? Right, the Meturgaman is the one who's saying it over in Aramaic. Why should Balkore not say it along with the Meturgaman? Kideshu Lo Yomru Targum Kasav Torah, because you don't want people to say that the Targum is written in the Torah. If the Balkore is the one who's reading it along, you think, oh, the Balkore is reading it, then it's written in the Torah. So he should stay quiet. So Hachanami, so to hear, you should close the Sefer Torah. Kideshu Lo Yomru Brachos Ksuv Meturah. So people won't think that the brachos are written in the Torah. So why does Rabbi Yehuda not choshesh for that? Rabbi Yehuda Targum equal limite. People may be mistaken when it comes to Targum. The Targum is written in the Torah because it's the same thing. It's the Torah. It's a translation, an explanation. But brachos leka limite. When it comes to brachos, no matter how foolish they are, no one's going to think that the brachos are written in the Torah. Not only do they think the brachos are written in the Torah, they think the brachos are written every place that we stop in the Torah. Like there's a brach over there. So he says that people aren't going to make that mistake. And Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, halacha. What's the halacha? Poseach. You open it, you see it, you make the bracha, and you read. No need to close the Sefer Torah when you make the bracha. The lema halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we just say halacha Rabbi Yehuda? Why you have to make the shita and say the whole entire shita again? We shouldn't have the similar because they had before, because some people had the shitas said in different people's names. They just want to make it clear what the halacha is. So this is. What do you do? Lamaisa, what do you do when you come up to make and you get an aliyah? So. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes Sif Dalid, he says Kol HaKorim, anyone gets an Aliyah, Yivarchim Ufanel Acharei, you make a bracha before and after. Uposeach HaSefer Kodem Sheyivarech, you open the Sefer before you make the bracha. V'roes HaPasuk Shetzarech LaHaskil Bo, you see the pasuk that you're supposed to start with. If people point to it, if it's in the column, if it's not in the column, people that you see where you're supposed to point to it. V'achar Kach Yivarech. And then you make the bracha. No need, because do not close the Sefer Torah when you make the bracha. Ula akar shakara, but after you finish reading at the end, go l'mavarech. That's when you close it and you make the bracha. Point to the Shulchan Aruch, open it, find the place, keep it open, make the first bracha. When you finish, close it, make the second bracha. No need to close it at the opening. The Rama says, aga ubishosh mavarech bracha rishona, at the time when you're making the first bracha, yahafol panaf el atzad. You should turn your face to the side, keep it open. Shalom nirek mevarech on the Torah. Because it's going to be choshesh. We'll see what it's being choshesh for. It's choshesh for Tosos. Because Tosos is choshesh for the other shita. And since people maybe will think it's written inside, so turn your head to the side. Where should you turn your head to the side? And nearly, the yafol panav l'tzad smolo. Not onto the right side, where a lot most people do. The Rama says you do it to the left side. You put the left side, Mr. Bruce says, because you're standing on the Shechina, and your left is the right hand side, is the right side of the Shechina. That's you see some people in the Minog, where they keep the same door open, and they look to the left when they make the brachas, even though most shuls have the brachas on the right side of the Amud. So, but why does he say you have to turn to the side? What's going on if you turn to the side? So, if you look in Tosos Di Masa Golo, he says towards the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 9, 10 lines to the bottom, it says, in the middle of the word, it says, the Akrakach Poskol L'makom Sheyir Tzalik Rosbo, the Korei Yekohen, it's a start, Ulit Chachila, Tosos says Chachila, who golo v'sosmo kodem sheyivarech kedei shelo yamru ha'amom shabrachas k'suvos bo. Aval b'dievet ein lacho sharei lo shchichi amar arz kokach ato. So Shulchan Aruch says that when we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not supposed to, that you don't have to close, that you don't close the Sefer Torah, it's only b'dievet. It says, l'chadchilu you should close it, because we should be choshesh for the fact that people might say that it's written there. I mean, it's very, that's not what the doesn't seem what the Gemara says. That's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. That's what Tosfos interprets the Gemara. But b'di'evit, if you read it open, if you left it open and made the brachos, then it's okay. So the Rama, Mr. Rubizan, the Rama is being choshish for that. It seems clear that you're supposed to keep it open. But you also have the sheet of Tosfos that says you're supposed to close it. So look to the side, and then he tells you look to the left side. Right? Rashi, Mr. Brewer first says, quoting the Shulchan Aruch, he says, clear, Mr. Brewer says, ain't sorach liglol sefer Torah b'shas brachoso. Because everyone knows that the brachos are not written in the Sefer Torah. But he says, let's stop on the first bracha, because it's tirchon tzibura. Basically, what happens when you close the Sefer Torah, what happens often, if you close the Sefer Torah, and then it takes a couple seconds for the Balkorah to actually find the place again. If you keep the Sefer Torah open, the Balkorah knows where it is, right there. You don't use it. There's less of a delay, if you keep the Sefer Torah open. What? No, the Balkorah is not turning away.
The Balkorah. In those days, people read the.
What?
They read themselves.
Right, but even if they
read the parsha themselves.
But that's the Rama saying you look away.
So
the Shulchan Aruch is. Mr. Bruce is explaining the Shulchan Aruch right now. Shulchan Aruch didn't say to look away. The Shulchan Aruch said that you open it and you read it.
Oh, you don't have to look
right. Okay.
Mr. Moore, does it come on the left, the right side?
No.
A lot of people look to the right.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a second. And then he says that at the end there's no tirchon tzibura. That's because you could close it. And besides the fact, since you had to close it anyway, then gavra l'gavra, because you're going to call up another li and everything like that, so you have to close the Sefer Torah anyway, and probably cover it also, so you close it at the for the last bracha. But he says, yahapoch panav, So he says, so you ask your question. This is not tirchat zibur enough. Okay? So tov lachos the bracha we shown all the chashash shaloyin brachos ksuva Torah. Again, he says the reason why he's doing it is because you're being choshish for the chita tosos, and you want to make sure that it's not you're not looking in the Torah. And he says small or wine the small should mean the yigu yamin the kodesh baruch hu omen egdo. Okay, but miu Mr. Brewer says miu according to Taz yesh achron shekasu dafichach panav einu lachom. You should not be turning your face to the side. The mara atzmo kilu einu mevarich amasha yikra. It looks like you're breaking the bracha on something else than what you're making. You're looking over there. So maybe what do you make the bracha on? The hamasali panav imenu. The yoser tov, Mr. Brewer says.
What?
He's quoting. Now he quotes the Chai Adam. It's yoser tov lahatzim einav shlo yistakim osif tov b'shas bracha. You should close your eyes. That's how you should do it. Close your eyes. Va'ayim mivor halacha. He says. Then he tells some people bow down. So you look at the bir halacha. The bir halacha brings all these down. He says. And the words he uses says, since there's so many shitas, he says, Minahara Naharo Pashtay, whatever your minog is, that's what your minog. I didn't see here in the Shulchan Aruch Ramah Mishnah Berurah about turning to the right side, only just turning to the left side, but I guess Nahara Naharo Pashtay, whatever your minog is, that's what you do.
Okay. Right, you don't
have to
turn your head like screen turning.
No, just like this. They're looking away from you. People look like
right,
this.
They go like, you know,
the guys who come back from Eretz Yisrael, they have to look backwards. You know, that's
right.
Right. Okay, you don't have to do that because that really looks like you're turning away. That's the Taz said. Okay. He said a lot of people close their eyes, keep it open, close their eyes. Whatever anyone does, that's what they do.
What about when people close the Torah?
What?
And they reopen it.
So they're being mixomich on the mixomich on Tosos. Tosos says that's what you're supposed to do.
What do you usually do?
Which side?
To the left. Which side
you look
to? What? You just look to the left or the right?
Left.
To the left, like the Ramah.
Right.
Most people, I think, either close it or keep it open and look to the right. Because the brachas are always on the right side.
Right.
The shul's always put the brachas down. Yeah. The card, the brachas card is always on the right side. Because the balkori is over. Okay. So push the balkori out of the way. Okay. Everyone does what their minog is. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rabbi Masna, another statement, Haluchos v'abimos ain't my hand mishum kedusha. The luchos and the bimos not have kedusha. Major machlokas, what luchos and the bimos are. Rashi says, luchos lo yadati mahin. I don't know what they are. V'yesh mefarshim, but some say, hein ha'asuyim l'svarim shalano she'enon ha'asuyim b'gilyon. Some sort of book cover, right? And the bimos, Rashi says, she'yu osim l'melech v'parshis ha'melech, is where they read hakel from. That's what Rashi says. Toso says that what luchos and bimos are gilyoni, according to Aruch, he says, gilyoni sefer Torah shalomala v'shalomata v'shem kubafalach. It's the extra, it's the empty space in the Sefer Torah. It's the white space in the Sefer Torah that we're talking about here. That they're aimed by Mishum Kedusha. They don't have the highest level of Kedusha. They're not considered, I guess, Tashmishe Kedusha. Amar Rav the margins. The margins. The top and the bottom. And on the side, there are margins where it's not written on. They went separate when it comes off. If it's taken off of the Sefer Torah. When it's attached, then it's one thing. That's how the Aruch calls it. But Tosos says it's a problem because we say that the Mertami Yadayim. So how does that work? Okay, to work it out. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nasna, Aluchos and Bimos, Amen Mishum Kedusha. Amar Rav Shaptia, bless you. Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagola Sefer Torah. So one who's been Gola the Sefer Torah, we'll see what that means. Saruk Shayam Denu Al Hatfar. You have to keep it on the stitching. So when you're rolling it up, you're supposed to keep it on the stitching. So some people say Gola then now means Hagba here nowadays. So when you do Hagba, people have the mirror to make sure that the stitching is in the middle. Maybe a practical consideration if it rips and it's easy to stitch up right down. It's like ripping on the seam. It makes it much much easier to fix. The Amar Rav Shafti, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hagolo Sefer Torah. One who's being Golo the Sefer Torah, Golo mi bachutz ve'en Golo mi bafnim. When you Golo Sefer Torah, you should Golo it from the outside and not from the inside. And then when you're closing it up, you should close up from the inside and not from the outside. What is going on here? So Rashi says, Mr. Brewer says that their Sefer Torah must have been different than ours, and a lot of the stuff doesn't apply. But Rashi, so what's going on here? Rashi explains as follows. He says, Hagolo Sefer Torah, me'inyan le'inyan, v'hu yachid. So you have one guy who has to roll the Sefer Torah. So I guess they didn't put it on the bimo. He's doing it on his lap, right? The Sefer Torah, munach lo al birkav. The Sefer Torah is on his lap. Golo mi b'chutz ha'amud, so chutzelo golo lo, but you go mitzad chutz penim. So he has the two rolls, one here and one here, and you have to roll it. He says, roll it like this. Roll it from the outside, outside branch, because if you start rolling it from the inside, they're afraid that it's going to roll off. That thing will roll off. So hold here and roll it. So roll it from the inside to the outside. That's how you roll it. And the Kishu Madako, when you're finished and you're going to close it, Kishu Gomer Miglo, Rashi says, Ubala Dako, Yachos Hapnimi, Biahadik Alachitzon, Kidei Shelo Yichase Haksav Bizro Asav. Shemitzla Rashi Haksav Amarit. So he says, then when you're closing it, when you finish closing it, when you roll it, when you're wrapping it, you should wrap it this way to that way, so your hands don't extend over the open Sefer Torah, which is weird because when you're actually rolling it just now, your hands are extending over the open Sefer Torah. There are other shittas in the Rishonim about how to go about doing it. I guess the best way is probably to put it on a bima and not have to have that worry at all. But maybe their Torah was, maybe the roll was, maybe they didn't have that in its chaya, maybe you know the Torah was different. The roll it makes it, but that also has, it also has like sticks that they use to roll, even though those sticks just encased in the.
You don't have to worry about
it falling off. That's awesome. You're putting it down on the table. Those things are heavy. Okay. The Amar of Shapti, Amar of Yochanan, Asara. Asara Sheh Karu Torah. 10 people read the Torah. Now, that doesn't mean that 10 people got aliyahs, because, I mean, you can do asafas. It's also tier from the Sivura. But I mean, you have to read with 10 people. So you have a minion, and they're laning. So they all got their aliyahs. Hagadol Shebehem Golo Sefer Torah. The greatest among them should do the Gliva, do the Golo Sefer Torah, should wrap up the Sefer Torah. Again, that's. So if you say with that means Hagva. So that's because that's the biggest keyboard is Hagva. And some say it's still Gliwa. Gliwa is still the biggest, even though we always give Gliwa to the little kids. But
some shuls give it to
cover
to.
Yeah. You should give it to? Correct. The Mechanic then. Because he's holding that the Golel in the Gemara is the Hagva. So the Golel is not to give that to the children. But those who hold that the Golel is really the wrapper, then really shouldn't be giving it to children.
Go ahead. I've been in some shows where they definitely give it to the most special guy to prove how it, they don't think it's...
Like, right, and I've been to shows where they give a cut and mafia to prove that not, there's really nothing.
I even never saw they give a hagwit to a child.
No, not hagwit, Gwila. All right, so Amar Yochanan, Sar Shkar Torah, God of Shem Golel Sefer Torah. Why? Because a golo notos skar kulon, the one who wraps it up, takes the skar of everybody. Dar Rav Shu ben Levi, a sar skar Torah, a golo sefer Torah, kibo skar kulon. Skar kulon? He takes the skar away from everybody else, because all gadaitach? The skar kulon skar gadaitach? Ele emo kibo skar ken nega kulon. He gets the equivalent skar like everybody. Let's read the halacha, because you all said it outside. Godo sheba osam, shekar Torah golo, the greatest one of the first people who read the Torah, he gets the opportunity to roll it up. These cost a lot. That was the most expensive thing to get. Was not the shlishi. The most expensive thing was to wrap up. Was to wrap up the Sefer Torah. He says, Ms. Bruce says, Golo, like Menachem pointed out, Zeu me'ikra din. The achshav, but now nagu shlo daktik v'zeh u'michadim apla noshim beinonim mishum darkei shalom. We give just give even regular people glila because of darkei shalom. Right, the imyesh shnei yortzai b'yom echad v'ech al Torah yesh l'chabed hasheni b'hagva. The yortzai should get hagva, not matir. U'mitzvah galila af ki rabahi, even though galila is a big mitzvah, nogu l'chabed af l'ktanim, because I'm not pointed out, you should add me l'chabed l'ktanim, sheish b'em das l'afkin in yudav shabduz, the bodos who have das, right, l'chancha b'mitzvahs. That's what he says, in order to be l'chanech them b'mitzvah. Fine. Okay. Next halach in the Gemara. Amar Rav Shaftia, Amar Rav Yochanan, just recording things in his name. Minayin Shem Mishtam Shem Abaskol. How do you know you are permitted to listen to Abaskol, even though we said Lobar Shemayimi? A lot of that list of Abaskol, even though you're not being choshed of Nichush or anything like that. Shinamar, V'aznecha Tishma'a, Shitma'ana Davar Me'acharecha Le'mor. Your ears will hear something from behind stating. Right, so if you hear this baskol, whatever the baskol is, if you're in a baskol, then okay. But for those who actually hear a baskol, then they should, and they know what it is, they can listen to it. Vahani mili, and that only applies to shama kol gavra b'mata, right, that you heard the kol of the man in the city?
In town.
The kol ididon, the voice of a woman, bidvara. Yeah, I guess Rashi says, right, in the outside. Kol gavra b'mata, kol she'enu matzoi hu, ubasko bo'ilav. as long as he's supposed to hear something different. Because otherwise, you could say it's just the regular people speaking. But who the Amar hin hin, who the Amar lav lav, and the Basque has to repeat it. Has to say it twice. Mr. G, when you hear the Basque, please call me. I'd like to hear it as well. Okay. The Amar. Your ode to Robin Williams. You know, the Amar Rav Shaftia, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Shaftia, another said in the name of Yochanan. Kol akor below ni'ima. Whoever reads the Torah without truck, without ni'ima, right, Rashi says, could go tameh hamikros, v'shone below zimra, or he learns without a sing-song, alav akasav omer, and that upon him, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, v'gam ani nasati lahem chukim lo tovim. I gave you laws that are no good, meaning it's not a good thing. You have to read the Torah and learn with a bit of a song. So Maskel of Abaye says, Mishum de lo yodl besume kalib, because he doesn't have a voice or he doesn't sing, it quotes the end of the pasuk over there, is Mishpatim lo yichyu behem karisbe, so the laws won't live by him, just because he said it as opposed to singing it, it doesn't count. Elakid or Misharsha, so we changed the whole drasha. The Amar of Misharsha said, Shnei tamidi chachamim ha-yoshin bi'ir achas. You have two tamidi chachamim that's sitting in one city. They ain't nochin zed zeba halacha, and they don't speak to each other. They don't respect each other when it comes. They don't discuss dibrei halacha with them. I mean, the case in point that we always talk about here is the Meshech Chachma and the Ragachover, who were both in Vince. One was the Chassidus Rebbe, one was the Litvish Rebbe, and they always spoke together and each other with Torah, right? They ain't nochin zed zeba halacha leim akas of Omer. So on them, the Torah says the gamanin asatim chukim otov mishpatim lo yichri behem. That's why that's not I gave you the Torah. You don't listen to it. And it's not going to stay with you. You have to always, you know, deal with the other Talmidei Chachamim in your town. I mean, even if they wear a different type of yarmulke, you have to always just. What? Yeah, maybe in Islam. Amar Rav Parnach, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol HaOchei Sefer Torah Arum Nikva Arum. Whoever holds the Sefer Torah naked will be buried naked. What does Arum Rashi says? Not that you are naked, but you are touching the Sefer Torah as naked. The low mitpacha sub the Sefer Torah. So we see people all the time, they grab the mat, something to hold the Sefer Torah. If you do it, then you are going to be very naked. For instance, arm sakadai, you're not going to be very naked, because everyone has tachrifim. You're not going to be very naked. Right, that's what Doro said. But I think I saw that. It's only when if you cut it off, then it loses that kedusha.
While it's
attached, and it still will have the kedusha. Right, that's why the other question we had about that, like Mr. G asked, was like, well, it has kedusha yadayim. It has it's tamid tamid yadayim also. It's a tough. Right, Tosa says, "Vahacha mayri hecha de gayis." And so he says, "But then Tosa asks again, well, then where did the kedusha go?" All right, that was the Tosa's report down the sheet of the Arach. So he says again, "Kol ha'okei sefer Torah arum nikvar arum. Arum sakadaitach, ela ema nikvar arum below mitzvos." He's going to be arum without any mitzvos. Below mitzvos sakadaitach? What do you mean? Because he does this, he has. What do we do other mitzvos? Guy who did he was keep it up all day long, and he holds the sefer Torah, so he has no mitzvos. Knocks everything off. Ela ema nikvar arum below osa mitzvah. He doesn't get that mitzvah. Rashi says, Tosa says, Yeshem farsim mitzvos achiza. He doesn't get the mitzvah of holding the sefer Torah. The kasha, my rebusa. What is that teaching us? Shita the emo scar came and shalosa mitzvah hogan. If you don't do the mitzvah right, you didn't do the mitzvah. So what does that mean? So lachey at lekaf perish riva below osa mitzvah sha'asa ba'osha shah. He loses the mitzvah that he was doing at that time. Shim aka sefer Torah arum. If he was holding sefer Torah, well, the sefer Torah wasn't covered. Bekarba and reading it, ain lo scar min akriya. Then he doesn't get the scar kriya, right? Vechein aksu legolo olahagio aval up right. But he picks it up to do glilo. He picks it up to wrap it. He doesn't get the mitzvah of wrapping it. In other words, it negates what you're doing. It negates what you're doing at the time. Right? You never touch the cloth.
Which I'm saying, this whole thing about Glila and the whole thing.
It makes more sense. They Glila for, Hagba Glila for them is one person.
Yeah, but they don't do it on their knees. They don't lay down.
But we don't do that either. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said, that it may not apply. They say Torah may not apply. Maybe they didn't have the sticks. So it was just it was like a Megillah. It was the roll. So you wrap it around. You wrap it around.
It's in a case.
What? They didn't have a case. Maybe they didn't have a case. Okay.
What I mean is that you do it deliberately. You grab it. The thing's
falling. Correct. If it's falling, 100%. Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. Otzer Lechos lechos b'sefer Torah orim b'lo mispachas. You cannot grab touch a sefer Torah when it's naked without anything holding it. Rashi says, Tosos, Mishabur says, you need a hafsakas talis between your hands and the sefer Torah. Where is it?
But the Mishnah is certainly not talking about asparagus.
Why not? What's the difference?
Because they don't do gulima in certain.
Okay, so let's say whatever reason, there are other situations that may come up.
Right.
So maybe there's a situation. Who says we're talking about Hag Gulila? We're saying we're just not allowed to touch the clock.
Before that, when you're talking about the Hag Gulila for the children, that certainly doesn't apply to the Sephardim.
Sephardim do Hag Gulila before, when they take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron. It's done earlier. That's the Shachar Paschas. They take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron before they put it down to start laning. They open it up and they say, if a person does Psicha, does Hag Gulila. It's all done in one shot at the beginning. That's how the Sephardim do it. Where does he say? The kol zeh dafka, Rashi Bruce says, kol zeh dafka she'ein tzorech, if there's no tzorech. Aba kayesh tzorech l'tikun la'torah, if you want to fix the Torah, lip work sas, to try it together, l'davik b'devik, matlis v'doma, heichad ol efshir rashai, kol zeh prima gadam, wherever there's no tzorech. Say if Torah's about to fall, being from doesn't mean not being normal. You have to be normal. Same as I was about to fall, and you grab it, so it doesn't fall. Okay. Yes. Oh, I can't. Therefore, I can't touch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous. Right. Common sense. Okay. El Amar Abay Nikvar Arm Belo Osam. It's Amar Rav Yanai Breda Rav Yanai Saba Mishmeid Rav Yanai Raba. So Rav Yanai, who's named after Rav Yanai, who's named after another Rav Yanai. Mutav tiglal hamit pachas ha'al yigal sefer Torah. It's also, I'm not sure how it works mitzvahs wise, but it seems here to say that you should wrap the wrap around the sefer Torah and not the sefer Torah around the wrap. I don't know what the chiddush is. I mean, again, assuming that we and how we teach it, right? Mutav tiglal hamit pachas v'al yigal sefer Torah. Right? Don't Rashi says al yigal sefer Torah b'soch hamis pachas. I guess don't put the sefer Torah down and wrap it. And use it. I'm not exactly sure what the Mitzvah is, how it works.
Maybe that means a case, like a
spider. I don't know.
And they close the case.
Right. Stuck
to
the
okay, let's just finish up. Pasuk says, Vayidabra Moshe is more there, Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvason, Shiyukorin Osan, Kol Echa, the Echa Bismano. What does it mean, Vayidabra Moshe is more there, Hashem? Moshe spoke to more there, Hashem. He spoke every Mitzvah. He spoke every Mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael. So what does it mean? It means that he spoke the Mitzvahs of Yontif, which we have the minhag now, which we've been doing with the past couple of blots, which is to read the appropriate portions for this Kriyas Torah, which is to read about the Yontif on Yontif. Tanur Rabbanan, Moshe Tikel Hem Yisrael, Moshe Mei Takana Pnei Yisrael, Shiyud Sholim V'Darshim Bin Yonah Shel Hilchos Pesach Shel Yom. You should learn, you should drush us and learn the halachas of the day on the day. Hilchos Pesach of Pesach, Hilchos of Tzeres Tzeres, Hilchos Chab B'Chab, Halachas of Pesach of Pesach, Halachas of Shavuos of Shavuos, the halachas of Sukkos on Sukkos. You have to work out how this stems with the idea of Shloshim Yom Kodem Hachag. We learn the halachas. So there are different approaches in the Rishonim. Some just say some say that it's the difference between public and private. It may be Shloshim Yom in a Kedima. Maybe it's just a difference of. To both, make sure you learn the halachos, and on the day of the Yom Tov also, the drasha should be on the holiday as well. Okay.
So you got
both. Yeah. Or some say that Shloshim Yom is only regarding Hilchos Pesach, because there's many, many more halachos on Pesach than anything else. 30 days before Pesach, you got to learn Hilchos Pesach. 30 days before Shavuos, what do you make cheesecake? There's not so many halachos. Hajj alach bnei iru slikla maseches megillah. Hajj alach bnei iru slikla maseches megillah. Hajj alach bnei iru slikla maseches megillah. Mazel tov. Start my cutting tomorrow.